Good morning. From WVIK News in the Quad Cities, I'm Lacey Scarmana on this Thursday morning, September 7th. The Trump administration's decision to end a program protecting young immigrants from deportation would have a negative impact on the Quad Cities economy. That's according to the Greater Quad Cities Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. Director Zenaida Landeros says rescinding DACA would mean $280 billion loss in economic growth nationally over the next decade.
So that's something that affects our community, because we do have people, young adults, that have been able to help grow our local economy, that earn degrees in our local schools, and they're actively contributing to the Quad Cities.
The Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals protects about 800,000 immigrants who were brought to the country illegally as children. As of March of this year, the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services in Illinois and Iowa combined have approved over 84,000 DACA applications and renewals. Illinois Attorney General Lisa Madigan has joined a lawsuit against the Trump administration over the DACA program. Brian Mackey reports.
Madigan's lawsuit, filed with AGs from 15 other states, says the president's decision unfairly targets people of Mexican origin, since they make up 78% of the program. She also says Illinois has been one of the top states for DACA applications, behind just California and Texas. Meanwhile, Governor Bruce Rauner declined to support or oppose President Trump's decision. He says the children, quote, do not deserve to be left in limbo, and called for Congress to reform the immigration system. But he also would not say just what sort of reform he supports. I'm Brian Mackey.
Iowa Attorney General Tom Miller has also joined that lawsuit. As work continues on the new I-74 bridge, people who live and work in Moline will soon have to deal with the closure of a busy intersection. Yesterday, the city and state departments of transportation presented details about the work on 7th Avenue and 19th Street. Ryan Hippen, an engineer with the Illinois DOT, says first, 7th Avenue just east of I-74 will be reduced to one lane in each direction. That will allow a crew to remove the median. Then, on September 25th, the street and intersection with 19th Street will be closed.
That's going to completely be removed and replaced. New subgrade, new concrete pavement, new curb and gutter. We'll be expanding the returns. It's going to improve the geometrics and the capacity of that intersection. And this will be setting the foundation for access to Moline as we progress through the entire project, as we move for the following 3 years and the subsequent stages.
The 7th Avenue I-74 ramps will remain open, but drivers will only be able to turn one way when leaving the highway. Entrance ramps will only be accessible from the east, but signs and detours will be in place to guide traffic around the intersection. It's just one part of the $1.2 billion I-74 project, which includes the bridge and nearly 8 miles of interstate between Avenue of the Cities in Moline and 53rd Street in Davenport. A candidate for Iowa governor will visit Davenport today to address Scott County Democrats and share her vision for Iowa's future, according to a press release. Waterloo native Andy McGuire most recently served as chair of the Iowa Democratic Party after a career in multiple forms of medicine. She's running on a platform prioritizing working families. McGuire will accept comments from the public about their concerns. The meeting will be held at 7 p.m. on West Central Park Road in Davenport. McGuire is one of 8 Democratic candidates looking to unseat Kim Reynolds in the 2018 election. I'm Lacey Scarmana, WVIK News.